It's Friday, February 21st, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The coronavirus impacts tech conferences. Microsoft is adding security to mobile. And lessons from UI designers. This is the Business of Tech. I reported this week that Mobile World Congress was canceled due to the coronavirus, and continuing that, there are a number of event updates. IBM has pulled out of RSA due to concern over the virus, making a total of 8 sponsors or exhibitors that have now withdrawn. Intel has postponed briefing sessions at its San Francisco Tech Summit on the 12th and 13th of March, and is canceling its partner event in Milan, which was scheduled for the 3rd through 5th of March. Facebook has canceled its global marketing gathering, scheduled for San Francisco next month. Fortinet canceled its partner event in Barcelona, Extreme Networks canceled its partner conference in Asia, and a fintech conference in India this month was also canceled. Sony's PlayStation Group and Facebook Gaming and Oculus have withdrawn from this year's Game Developers Conference, and Facebook is planning to make announcements around the same time via digital formats instead. So why do we care? I talked about the impact to the supply chain earlier this week as well, and here's another impact of the virus. I want to offer a thought. What if these companies find out they didn't need all these events? Oftentimes, there's a FOMO to event choices. You fear not being there. But if the events go away, will you find another way? And it will be cheaper or more effective? Will strategies change based on this string of events? In many cases, it's not as if revenue targets or sales targets or business directions will change, and so companies will be innovative and try new things. What if those are more effective? Microsoft is bringing its antivirus software to iOS and Android later this year, and will be previewing the technology at RSA next week. Microsoft also released a public preview of Defender Advanced Threat Protection for Linux. Notably, the company released a version for macOS last year. One of the goals of the mobile platform protection is to focus on phishing protection, although it's unclear how this is achieved. Additionally, it's expected that because these products will be for Microsoft's enterprise security platform, they are unlikely to be available for consumer use. So why do we care? More data for those tracking Microsoft. Services over platform. I'm left wondering where the management controls are for devices beyond Windows within the technology services market. Listeners, I want to hear from you if you think someone is doing a really good job managing beyond just Windows, because from my vantage point, there aren't a lot of options. And to end our week, a bit of an obscure article. This comes from UX Design and is by designer Mikhail Amalowicz with the title, "I redesigned the infamous Iowa app in 30 minutes. This article is a really good analysis of UI design. The app includes UI design flaws right from the start, including the label needing to be above the login field, text being too small to avoid the zoom effect, the button being too small for touch, misformatted screens and misaligned buttons, spacing being too large or too small, a whole bunch of different things. The article is a 5-minute read, and it's insightful. Link in the show notes. Why do we care? The author offers that bad UI often means a bad product, and there is some real intelligence to that. If you deliver technology solutions, you should ensure you're thinking about the UI design of the products you both use and those you implement, because a hard-to-use app or system is going to drive up support costs, or is an indication of poor design and is likely to going to fail in multiple ways, like in Iowa. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the show, 3 things you can do right now to help. First, review and like us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and wherever you listen to the show. It really helps. Second, subscribe to our YouTube channel, getting videos and live streams for additional insights and stories. Finally, sign up for our newsletter right on mspradio.com. Been a great week. Thank you for listening, and welcome to all the new subscribers, and I'll talk to you on Monday.